You hold on Daf Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph near the bottom. That the Gemara says, or three quarters down, the Gemara says, Rav Shisha bred Ravidi Yoma. That Rav Shisha bred Ravidi says that Choyvel bechaveroi nami memoinem mishalim or milkel loki mehocha. Or bring another proof, another raya that Allah, we said before, bechoyvel bechaveroi. When you hit your friend, that even though usually Rabbi Yochanan holds that when there's Malkus and Mumin, usually we give you Malkus because the Pasuk says, Kedei Rishosoi and Aboyim Yakenu, and we don't give you money, but we'd rather give you Malkus usually. Mashenkin, in the case of Chayvul Bechaveroi, when you hit your friend, here there's a special halacha that we say if you hit him, even though you wrote with the lab of Lo Yosef, but since there's money involved, you have to pay the money and you don't get Malkus. So how do we know it? So before we had a pasuk of Kasherosa, Ken Yosaloi, Ken Yinosimboi. That was one pasuk. Now Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi wants to say another pasuk. From here, the pasuk says in Shmois Chof Aleph that V'chi Yinotzu Anoshim, when two people are fighting, hitting one another, V'nog Fu Ishahor Horo, and you have a pregnant lady next to them, and by mistake, instead of hitting the man, you hit the pregnant lady, V'yotzu Yilodeo, and she has a miscarriage there. So now the Pasuk says that if you kill her, it says nefesh tachas nefesh. Pashna means we kill you also. But if we don't kill the lady, just the baby, just the kid, then we say you have to pay the dmei vlodis. Well, now, the Gemara says, V'yoma Rebbe Lozer. Rebbe Lozer says that b'mitzvas shebemisa hakosuv medaber. The Pasuk is talking about in the case that there is a chiyuv misa. In other words, even though you meant to hit the other person, and by mistake your hand went and hit the pregnant lady, if you kill her, the halacha is yechayiv misa. Because the pasuk says v'yimosan yiyah v'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh, that if you kill the lady, you take your life for her life. So there, this is the klal that niskabim horegazev horegazev is chayiv. Because you're not really yeshayig here, because you had in mind to kill somebody, you had in mind to punch them in. Just you thought you're punching this man, and by mistake your hand goes and punches somebody else. If you kill him, you're also chayiv misa. Like we'll soon see. Now the Gemara says, Hechi Domi, what are we talking about here? Either loy asra bay, if we didn't warn him, like tell him don't hit your friend, don't hit him. Because if you hit him and kill him, you'll be chayiv misa. If we didn't warn him, is a my mikdol. Even if you want to say, niskantel horegezev, horegezev chayiv, but you have to be warned first. Where was the asra here? So why do you get killed if you weren't warned? Elab Shita, of course, we're talking about the Yasrabay, in a case where you were warned, that you were warned. In other words, we warned you, don't hit this person. And now you didn't listen, and we warned you, because if you kill him, we're going to kill you. And you didn't listen, you went and punched in order to kill, but by mistake, instead of killing him, you killed the other lady. So it says what? Yechayiv Misa. Now, it's the Pasuk also says that in the case that she does not die, you did not kill her, only the baby, then you do have to pay the Dmei Vlodis, you have to pay how much the kid is worth. Now, we hold this Svara, U'musru l'dover chomor, hevi musru l'dover akal. If we warn you for something more strict, for dover chomor, like Femisa, if we warn you, don't kill this person, because if you kill him, we'll kill you. So automatically, that remain, that is a hasra warning, l'dover akal, for something like Malkus. In other words, by hitting, we warn you, don't kill him, because we'll kill you. But in that is also that we warn you, don't hit, because by hitting you're being over alive. And if you're over alive, you should know you get Malkus. Like, it's as if we told you that if you don't kill, you're just over the alive of Lo Yosef, and then you get Malkus. So it is considered like you were warned for Malkus. For Yom Rachmon, and still the Torah says, for Lo Yiyosen, let's say you do not kill the lady, you only punch her, and the kid comes out, is Osen Yeyonish. In such a case, you have to pay the Dmei Vlodis, you have to pay how much the baby is worth. So we see, even though you had Asura, you were warned for the lav of Lo Yosef not to hit, to get, and you really should get Malkus for that. Still, the Pasuk is telling us that if you don't kill the lady, just hit her, and then you have to pay the money and not the Malkus. So this is the proof to say by Chayvul Bechaveroi, the Locha is, Mamayna Mishalim or Mukul Aloki. Now the Gemara says no. Maskev lo Rav Ashi, mimai de muslo dover chomer, hevi muslo dover akal. How do you know that the hatasro for a dover chomer is automatically considered like you warned him for Malkus also? Dil maloy hevi, Maybe in Dini Hasro, it's not called Hasro. Hasro means before we give you a punishment, you have to be warned. And you have to be warned to know you're going to get that direct punishment. So here we warn you, don't hit the other person because you're going to kill him, and then you'll get Chiyuv Misa. So we warned you not for killing, and if you kill, that's when we understand why you get killed. But that's not, maybe it's not called enough warning if you don't kill him. Just you're over the lav of Lo Yosef of hitting, maybe there's no Hasro for that Malkus. Maybe for Dini Hasro, you have to be warned exactly for what we want to give you. So we wish I have to warn you that don't hit because you get Malkus, and that we didn't say. So maybe it's not called Malkus. That's one kasha. And Vayitim Tim Tzoloi Mehevei, even if you want to tell me no, since we warned you for the more stricter punishment, it's automatically considered like you received Hasro for the more kal, for the Malkus. So really then it should be approved, like how come you don't get Malkus here? I tell you no. Mimai de Misa Chamura, who told you that the punishment of being killed, of Misa, that's called the more strict punishment, that's called a Chamura. Dilma, maybe Malkus Chamur. Maybe really the punishment of getting Yisurim, of getting torture, like of getting hit, maybe that's the worst punishment. So therefore, even though if we warn you for Dovra Chamur, it is considered a Hasro for Dovra Kal, but maybe Malkus is not called a Dovra Kal. Maybe Malkus, to be tortured, is called a Dovra Chamur. It's more Chamur than Misa. Why? The Yom Rav, Rav says like this, Ilmo le nigduho lechananyo mishov yazaryo. If it would have been that Nebuchadnezzar, instead of just throwing him into the Kivshin Shalesh, if it would have been that we would have told them, I'll torture you, Negdu, that I'll beat you up, unless you bow down to this Tselem, to his statue, is Pochul Tzalmo. Rav says, yes, they would have bowed down. In other words, to take torture is worse than to take Misa. That even though they said we're ready to be thrown into the Kivshin Shalesh and not to bow down, but if he would have tortured them, they would have given in. Sagav Tosis speaks out that the statue there wasn't in an Avodah Zorah. Because for an Avodah Zorah, we know you're not allowed to do it. You're supposed to be Moisa Nefesh. So Vadei Chanani Mishav Azai wouldn't have done it even for torture. So therefore Tosis says we're talking about that this Selim here was the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. It wasn't really the Shem Avodah Zorah. But the reason why they were Moisa Nefesh was done because of Kiddush Hashem, for they really weren't Mechuyiv to. So therefore, Rav holds a svara, so they would have been tortured, the attacker would have bowed down to that statue. But a co-point, we see according to Rav, that torturing is a worse punishment than being killed. So maybe here also, Malkus maybe is more chomer than Misa. So Mura says no, Oma le Rav Samo, Bered Rav Asa le Rav Ashi, or some said to Rav Ashi, V'yamrilon, some say it was that Rav Samo, Bered Rav Asa le Rav Ashi, V'loi shonu lecho, don't you make a difference? Isn't there a big difference between a hitting that has an end to it to a hitting that doesn't have a kitzva, doesn't have an end to it? In other words, by Nebuchadnezzar there, they would have tortured them. A torturing of a Rosho has no end. That torturing is worse than Misa maybe. But over here, when Vezdin gives Malkus, it's not a torturing that doesn't have an end. We know at most you get this 39 hits. And they examine you first. And if they see you're not healthy enough, you can't even take that much. They don't even give you that much. So Kitzvah Malkus is not that much torturing. It's not an aim like Kitzvah. There's a kate, there's an end to how much you receive. So of course, there's a svar that Misa is more chomer, is more strict than getting Malkus. So if this is the only kasha which is more chomer, then the proof should be good proof. Because if we warn you that don't hit, if you're killed, we'll kill you, that's an automatically warning for Dovra Kal to get Malkus. But again, Maskev lo Rav Yaakov min our pocket. Rav Yaakov min our pocket from this place asked a question like this, that this proof is good. Honichol le Rabbonin. This is a good proof according to the Rabbonin Shita. The Yamri that they say when the Pasuk says Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, it means Nefesh Mamish. In other words, even though you didn't have in mind to kill the pregnant lady, but like we said, the svar is niskavim horegazir. If you have in mind to kill one person and you kill somebody else, you take a chayiv. So according to the Rabbon, and the Pasuk is talking about that there is a chayiv misa. We're talking about where you were warned first. Elo le Rebbe, but according to Rebbe Shita, the Yoma that holds mamin. This Pasuk is only talking about to be mechayiv you money. Ma'ik lemeim. What could you say? Because Rebbe holds that niskavim horegazir is potter. Even though you had in mind to kill one person, but if you didn't kill him, you killed somebody else by mistake, you're potter for Misa. So the pasuk says nefesh tachas nefesh. According to Rebbe, if you kill the pregnant lady, it doesn't mean we kill you. It just means you have to pay how much she's worth. So then the pasuk is not talking about a chiv misa. It could be bechlal you weren't warned here. There was no asra. So therefore, if there's no asra for misa, there's no asra for malchus either. So that's why it says if you don't kill the pregnant lady, just you only kill the kid, you have to pay the demei vladis. The reason why you have to pay money and not get malchus, as I'll tell you, because there was no asra, you were not warned. But maybe in the case where you were warned that there should be malchus, maybe you get malchus and not mammon. So for this pasuk, there's no proof. The Gemara says, Elo Amar Rav Yaakov min har pocket, Mishmei de Rava mihocha, says it over in the name of Rava, from another pasuk. I bring another proof for this svara, that by Chayvul b'chaveru, when you hit your friend, the locher is, you have to pay, and you don't get malchus. The pasuk says, Im yokum v'hisalech b'chutz, al mishantoi v'niko hamaka. It says what? If somebody gets up, and the person's walking around healthy, then you're freed. Venika Amaka, the one that hit him is free. So as Mashma Wata, does it stop to say we have to kill him? The pasuk is saying no. Venika Amaka, you're freed. For the Gemara b'chisala daitchu, is there any havimina? How could you think? How could it even enter your mind? Shezeh mahalach pashuk v'zeh nerag, that this person that you hit is walking around like got healed up is okay. And still, the Zenerag, you are killed? Like, what's the Havmina? What does the Pasuk have to say? V'nika maka pshita, you're clean. Elo, the Pasuk is teaching us, Elo malamed, shechoyv shenoysoy. That the locker is, if you hit somebody, and you put him into critical condition, that we lock you up in jail. Shechoyv shenoysoy. V'yamayit, if the person dies eventually from your hitting, is katlinen le, we kill you, in the case where you had hasro. V'loy missed, but the case the person does not die, but he gets well again, and he's walking around. The locher is, the pasuk says, shifto yitem v'rapi rapa. You have to pay the doctor bills, and you have to pay his pay, the paycheck that he lost out. You have to pay him. So, kids, the pasuk is saying that you have to pay money if he's walking around. Now, for the Gemara Hechidomi, what is this pasuk talking about? Idoloy astru bay, if we didn't warn him before he started to hit him, like not to hit him, is amay mikdal, like Shuti doesn't get killed. Why do we say we have to lock him up in jail to see that if the person dies, we kill him? What do we kill him for? He wasn't warned. We only give an einish, a punishment, if you warn first. El pshita the yasrabay. So pshita the pasuk is talking about where we warned him. We warned the person, we saw him hitting somebody, we warned him, don't hit, maybe you kill him, and if you kill him, you'll be killed. So we warned you. Now again, the svar is umusru la dover chomor, musla dover chal. If we warn you for a dover chomor like here, we warn you don't kill the person because if we kill him, we'll kill you. That's an automatic hasra for malchus. As if to say, even if you don't kill him, but you're just hitting him, you're over the lav of lo yosef, don't do that either, because for that you're going to get malchus. So it's considered like automatically you received hasra for malchus. And still the yomar rachmon, the Torah says in the case where he does not die, but he's walking around, the locher is shifto yitain, v'rapa yirapa, you have to pay the doctor bills, you have to pay money. So we see clearly again that even though you're over the lav of lo yosef of hitting him, we say you don't get malchus, but rather the locher is you have to pay the money, and you don't get malchus. On this the Gemara asks again, maskev lo ravashi, ravashi asks, mimai, how do you know this svara, that the musul adobo chomor have a musul adobo akal? How do you know that svara? That if we warn you for Dover Chomer, it's automatically considered a Hasra for Dover Kal. How do we know that? Dilma, maybe Lehevi, maybe it's not called a Dover, maybe it's not called Hasra. So maybe there's no proof. The reason why you don't get Malchus here is because maybe there's no Hasra. Maybe he was only warned not to kill the person. But on the side, you don't kill him, you just hit him. Maybe for that, there was no Hasra. Vaitavim Tim Sloim, even if you want to tell me that Heve, no, since we warn you for Dover Chomer, for being killed, automatically it's considered like you were warned not to just hit him, and you get malchus for that. Mimai, how do we know again the misa chamura that being killed is a worse punishment? Dilma malchus chamur. Maybe to get hit is worse. To be tortured is worse than we have before. But this is another mandiyama. So the Gemara asks the same questions over again upon him, even though we asked his questions before. So this mandiyama we ask now also to Yom Rav, because Rav said that Ulmole Nagdu Lachananya Mishov Razaya, if it would have been for the fact that if Nebuchadnezzar Russia would have tortured Chananya Mishov Razaya, Pochul Tzalmo, they would have bowed down to the statue.
But now that he just wanted to throw them into the fire and kill them, for that they could take, and they didn't bow down. So you see, me says less of a punishment than being tortured. So Amalei Rav Soma bread Rav Asher Rav Ashi v'yamrilon sunsets Rav Soma bread Rav Ashi Rav Ashi v'lo yishoni l'cho. Don't you make a difference here? Pein hakor sheyesh lo kitzva li hakor shein lo kitzva. Don't you make a difference for hitting that has an end to it, like by Malchus, when the Beth gives you Malchus, it's at most 39, and if you can't take that much, they don't even give you that much. Mashenkin here, when it says that Nebuchadnezzar would have tortured them, they would have given in. That's because his torturing has no end to it. So such a torturing, Avada, that's worse than being killed. But maybe the Einish of Misa and Malchus, Avada, Misa is more strict, more chomer than Malchus. So with this alone, it would be a good proof. But the other kasha again was, who says that Svar altogether? Maybe Dini Hasra needs that you have to be warned exactly for what punishment we want to give you. So we only warned you for Misa, that's not called a good enough Hasra for Malchus. Even though Misa is more chomer than Malchus. That was one kasha. And Vaita Maskov Lorav Mori, Mimai de Bemezit. Who says this case that the Torah is talking about? Where you killed Bemezit, and we warned you. And Venika Mikotlo, and then when the terrorist says that the person gets up and is healthy again, you are not killed, that you're freed from being killed. Who says the question was whether we should kill you or not? Dilma Bishaygig. Maybe the question was you killed the person Bishaygig, not willingly. Because you were chopping wood, and by mistake the wood went and hit somebody. And the person, so the Pasuk says that if he dies, then Taka, you have to go to Golus. But if he gets up and is well again, the Niko, what does it mean you're clean from? Migolus? Maybe it's only a question of Golus? That if Taki, you killed him, it's called you killed somebody, Bishegeg, you have the Chi if you go to Golus. When the Pasuk says, V'niko Makeh, means that now that he's well, you don't have to go to Golus. So cloud, there's no rhyme from this Pasuk to say, it's talking about where there was Hasra. So again, we have no proof in this Pasuk that the din is by Chayil B'chaveroi, that we say you get Momin and not Malchus. Therefore, these proofs are no proofs. So we'll have to go back to what the Gemara said before on the Achlamet Beis on the Beis, that the real proof was from the Pasuk that says, Kasher Rosa Ken Yasaloi, Ken Yinosen Boy. From the Pasuk, Ken Yinosen Boy, with Ashen, Dovra Sheyesh Boy Nesino, Omani Umomen. There's a special, because there's a custom when you hit somebody, even though usually when there's Malchus involved, we give you Malchus and not money. By Chayvul B'Chaver and Edim Zaymim, these two places, we have a Farish Apostle to say that the din is you have to pay money and not Malchus. Now the Gemara says, Resh Lakish Shomar, Resh Lakish says, Homani Rabbi Meihi. Now Resh Lakish is coming to answer again the original Kasha we asked. That before we asked the Rila to steer the two Mishnayosin, that our Mishnah in the beginning of this parak here says, Elo Narash Shalom Knas. That if you manus your own sister, you have to pay a knas, even though there's a lav involved. And the Mishnah in Malchus says that you get Malchus. If you manus your sister, you get Malchus. So the original kasha was, Hakaimalon, Dien Loike Mishalim. The original kasha was, you don't get both, you only get one. From the Pasuk of David Shosoi, you only get one punishment and not two. So what's the steer in the Mishnah, and which one do you get? So far we had two terutz, some Ulis terutz and a Birchnes terutz. That one says the Yikr is Malchus, and one says the Yikr is Mammon. Now Resh Lakish wants to answer that Homani Rebbe Meihi. I tell you our mission here, and the mission in Makkas goes according to Rebbe Yeshita. That Rebbe holds in Makkas, the Omar Loikir Mishalim. Rebbe holds that when you have money and Malchus, you take get both, you get both punishments. He doesn't dash in Kedei Rishosoi to part of Mammon and Malchus, but rather Malchus and Misa. In the case we have Misa, and Malchus, there the Pasuk says you get one and not two. Benach Nami, when you get Mammon and Malchus, Remei Shitri Shechayiv too. So therefore it's very good, the two Mishnayos. Our Mishnah says here you get Knas, and the Mishnah in Malchus says you get Malchus, because they're both true. In the case where you're Manus, a Chai B'Lavin, the Locher is you get Malchus if you were warned because of the Lav, and you have to pay the money because you take a Chayiv money even though you get Malchus. For the Gemara, I Rabbi Meir, if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, then the next Mishnah is Shver. The next, why, if so, Afilu Bitanami, even when you minus your own daughter, you should also have to pay Knas. And the next Mishnah says that when you minus your own daughter, you're potter from paying Knas. And the difference is, by your own daughter, you chayiv Mrs. Bezdin. I said, now Mishnah is only talking about Chai B'Krisis, things that you don't get Mrs. Bezdin. Therefore, we don't hold Chai B'Krisis as Komlei B'Rav Minei. Therefore, you have to pay money. But the next Mishnah says, in a case when your man is your own daughter, there you chayiv Mrs. Bezdin. There the halacha is, you talk, have a chayiv misa and you put it from mammon. So the kasher is, if the Mishnah goes according to Rameya, so just like Rameya holds, like a Mishalim, the Chori should also hold Mishalim umeis, Nishmiya chayiv misa also. So Mura says, maybe not. The chitema, maybe you want to tell me that Rabbi Meya, like a Mishalim isle, true? Rabbi Meya holds the svar of like a Mishalim. That he holds, he doesn't know Kadei Rishosai, Patis, Mammon, and Malkus. You could have two. But maybe Mesa Mishalim Leslei, but we get a Chomedika Einish, punishment like Misa. When we get Misa, then he agrees to the other Pasuk of Osan that when you have a Chiv Misa, you're Pater from Mammon. For the Gemara Voloi, does Rameya doesn't, is it true? Like Voloi, does Rameya Taka like say that you're Pater? I'll bring you proof, not like that. That Rameya holds, even when you Chayiv Misa, still you have to pay money. For a tiny, we learned like this: Gonaf uvetofach b'Shabbos. Let's say somebody stole somebody's shor, an ox, or a seer. And the locher is when you gonaf v'tofach, and then you made a shechiter on it, you shechted it. So and you did it on Shabbos. So the locher is Rameya hold yichayev dal v'hei. That's the locher in the middle of the weekday. If you steal somebody's shor and then you shecht it or you sell it, the locher is you have to pay dal v'hei, depending on whether it's a shor, whether it's a seer. But I call upon him here, it says that if you're going off a tofach b'Shabbos, you did this on Shabbos, so l'chur yichayiv misa, because you made the tzvich on Shabbos, or else in the case of going off a tofach l'avodas kechobim, you stole somebody's shor, and then you made a shechita l'shem avodah zorah, which also l'chur yichayiv misa, you're being oved avodah zorah, and who what then the shor becomes also bano, or else going off shor haniskal v'tofchoi, or else you steal somebody's shor. That's a shor haniskal. Haniskal means the shor itself has a din on it to be killed. Let's say in the case that somebody's ox killed a man. So halacha is, Beis Din has to give a psak misa, that we have to make a skila, you have to kill the shor. Now somebody steals it away from you. V'tovcha and yishechs it. The halacha is, mishalim tashlumei abo v'chamisha. You have to pay 4 and 5, depending whether it's a shor or whether it's a seh. Divra Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. But call upon him, you see, if you shecht on Shabbos, even though you chayiv misa, still you have to pay money. For the chachomim poitrim, chachomim say in all these three cases, poshid, that you potter. So the Kura Takashi, you see, according to Rameya Shita, that when you get misa, still you have to pay money. So Gemara says, Itmar Allah, we learned on this, Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, V'yam Rilo, Sam Say Amr Rabbi Yirmiya, Amr Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, that Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Loi, V'chol Chavruto, Mishmed Rabbi Yechanan Amri. They all said it over the word, V'toveyach Ha'idayacha. They were talking about over here, not that the one that stole it, he himself made a shechita, but it could be he made a shliach, V'toveyach Ha'idayacha. He told somebody else to shecht it for him. The case is that Reuven stole somebody's shor, and he stole it on Shabbos, but just for stealing it, there's no Issa Shabbos, you weren't over Malacha. Could be you didn't have to carry it out to Rishus Rabim. You picked it up, you made a Maisa Gabor, and then you didn't shecht it, but you made a Shliach shecht it. And like we'll soon see, we said a Svor, Yesh Shliach Dvar Veira, by Tzvicha Mechira. So therefore, it's considered like you shechted it, therefore you're Chayav Dal Vehei, even though you don't have the Chayav Misa. Because when I get to the Melechah Shabbos, first of all, there we don't say Yeshlichah Dvar Veira. And secondly, the Achronim want to say on Shabbos, the Chlala doesn't pass Shlichas. Because on Shabbos, what's Mechayiv you, the Melech, is the fact that you're not resting. The Issa Shabbos is the Torah wants you to rest. By doing one of the Lama Test Melechahs, that's the Pshat you're not resting. So Yechayiv Misa, because you're doing a Melechah that causes you not to rest. But over here, where you make a Shliach to Shecht for you. Even if it will be considered like you made the shechita, but I call upon him, you're resting right now. You're not doing a malacha. Your body is resting. Therefore, for sure, you don't have a chiyuv misa upon you on this Shabbos. Therefore, that's why you chayav dal vehei. So now the Gemara explains. The Chura is this one chayav, and this one makes the chet. In other words, do we say yesh shliach dvar aveira? Usually the klal is ein shliach dvar aveira. So if you make a shliach, you told somebody to shecht the shor for you, so chura, how is it possible that he's chayiv, and and he's chayta, he does the aveira, and you're chayiv. Why you chayiv dal vei? The chure ain't shich the aveira. So my answer is no. Here it's different. Amar Rava, Rava says, Amar Rachmon of the Torah says, v'tov choy emachroy. By dal vei, the Torah says, if you shecht it, or else if you sell it. So Rava darshins ma mechirai deyacher. Just like when you sell it, when you're selling it, there's always somebody else involved. You have to sell it to somebody else. You're a seller. Somebody has to buy it from you. Is that tfichai deyacher? Who adim when you shecht it? Also, it's ay deyacher. The tfich is also ay deyacher. In other words, that's the chiddush akroa, even though usually we say ain shlichah dvar aveira, but over here the tficha yichayiv even aida yacher. So if you make a shliach to shecht it for you, nogeh to the dal vei, it's considered like you shechted it, even though he's doing it on Shabbos. So he's talking chayiv misa, he's shechting on Shabbos. But akol ponim, you get the chiyuv dal vei because you are not shechting on Shabbos, you're not doing the melacha. But there's a chiddush in your shliach dvar aveira that nogeh to tficha dal vei yichayiv. The very Rabbi Yishmael Tana, they learn the pasuk says v'tovchay oy machroy. So the oy, the in between word the oy, is the rabbi says a shliach. Here is a shliach, a chiddush. You say yes shliach the dvar aveira. The very Chizki Tana, the pasuk says tachas is the rabbi says a shliach. The kids here, there's a special pasuk to say that you say yes shliach the dvar aveira. So meaning that's pshat in Rameya that if you make a shliach to shecht it on Shabbos, that's why you're chayav dal vei. For the Gemara now, Maskev lo mazutro, miyei kemidia, is there anything? Dilu ovat ihu, if you yourself would shecht it now on Shabbos, you want to tell me loy mechayiv, you will not be chayiv to have to pay dalvei. Because if you would shecht it right now, you'd be over the Issa Shabbos, the Melecha Shabbos, so you chayiv misa for that. Therefore you're telling me now, Ramei agrees that when you chayiv misa, you're potter from paying money. So if you yourself would shecht it, you'd be potter from paying the money. So, is it possible that if you do it, you're potter? And now that you make a shliach to do it, that you're chayiv? The chur alamol, the yisrael of a shliach is that whatever you could do, you can make a shliach to do. But something you yourself can't do, you can't make a shliach. So if you yourself can't get the chayiv money upon yourself, how can you get it by the shliach? So Gemara says no. Ihu lav mishum deloy mechayiv. If you yourself would make the tfich on Shabbos, not the pshat like you're not doing a mice and action that really should give you this chiv to pay back the money. It's not the pshat that you don't have the chiv. Ela mishum to come lay by the rabbi b'nei. But only for the fact that since you have a chiv for Shabbos, you have a chiv misa on you, the chiv misa, the rabbi, the stronger punishment, that takes the place of the less punishment. So we say, come lay by the rabbi b'nei. Like in the misa is the mammon, so get like the chlam osayimona. So not the pshat that when you did the tficha, it's like bechlal, it's not mechayiv your money. Really, you did an action that should be mechayiv to pay back the money. But since you did an action also that's mechayiv your misa, and we give you misa, therefore we don't give you the mammon. Mashenkein, when you do it adei shliach, since there you don't have the chiyuv misa, therefore the chiyuv money you get, because really the chiyuv money you can get upon yourself also. It's just that when you have a chiyuv misa upon yourself, that potters you, that frees you from the money. But here the case that you don't have the chiv misa upon you, therefore it doesn't potter you, therefore the din is you have to pay the money. So the kid said, that's the pshat and Rameyer over here. But really Rameyer holds, when you have a chiv misa, that's where it's good the next Mishnah, when you minus your own daughter. Since there's a chiv misa's bezdin, it could be Rameyer agrees that you're potter from paying the kenas. Because when you have a chiv misa's bezdin, then Rameyer agrees, you say, come labor the rab minei. Rameyer only argues and it says, like your mishalim, even though you get malchus, you're over lav, still you have to pay. For the Gemara, if this price, now Rameh is talking about, where you made a shliach to shecht for you, so if so, might to my the rabbon in the pottery? Then if so, what's the svar? Why should the rabbon say you potter? What kind of svar is that? The chura, since you're not chayiv misa for Shabbos, why should we say you potter? Like there's no svar of come labor the rabbi b'nei. So Igmar answers, man chachomin. You know who the chom shita is? I'll tell you Rabbi Shimon he. The chom ye go according to the shita of Rabbi Shimon. The yoma that Rabbi Shimon says, shchita sheinu ruya loy shmo shchita. That if you make a shchita on an animal, and it does not give a heter to eat the meat, you're not allowed to eat the meat even after the shchita, that's not called a shchita. What the Torah calls a shchita tficha is if it's a heter to eat it. So here also the Torah says v'gonav tofach emocher, that you have to steal it and then you have to shecht it. So what's called the tficha? If this shechita gives it a heter, you're allowed to eat it. But here, even after the shechita, you're not allowed to eat the meat. That's not called the shechita. That's why the rabbanim say you're potter. That's called the shechita sheinu ruya. Therefore, leishma shechita. So more says, "Ha teinach avodas kechavim." That's good when you shecht it l'shem avodas kechavim. Since you make it also b'hanol, like Rashi said, the zivchei meisim asurim, and also the Gemara says v'shar niskol is also good. Rashi says v'chein shar niskol t'mishenig ma'dino yosav b'hano. When Bezdin paskin that this shor is chayiv misa like, it comes also b'hano. So therefore, since it's also b'hano, you can't eat the meat. So it's very good. Why, according to the rabbanon, you put if you make a gneiv and a tficha l'shem avodas kechavim, or else on a shor niskol. Ela frati Gemara but. Shechita Shabbos, when you steal and shecht on Shabbos, the chur there, why are you putter, according to the Rabbanim? Since it was done on a day Shliach, so you're not chayiv Misa. For the Gemara, Shechita Ruyehi, the Shechita, you shecht on Shabbos, it's Ruy, you're allowed to eat it. The Tanan, we learned like this, a Mishnah in Chulin, HaShechit B'Shabbos of Yom HaKippurim. If somebody shecht an animal on Shabbos, Eros on Yom HaKippurim, Afa Pishim is chayiv ben Avshoy. Even though you chayiv misa on Shabbos, you chayiv misa's bezdin on your